We're doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're at the end of the 14th chapter, the 25th halacha. Hachacham minav b'rosho, an intelligent person looks in advance. Ve'im eno mitpalel yachad im hatzibur mipnei she'icher lavo lebet hakneset. And if the reason he isn't praying with the congregation is because he's been so late to shul, he's just not going to make it with them to Shmoneh Esrei. She'egei l'shira chadasha, yireh b'im yitzlech lanot kadish u'kdusha, yafsik sham v'yamtin kedei lanot. If when you hit the end of the blessings, you hit Shira Chadasha, Shibchu Gulin L'Shimcha Asfat Hayam, you're about to finish Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then you're supposed to go straight into Shmoneh Esrei. Now you see that the congregation is already at Chazaras Hashatz, and you're going to be in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei when you have to answer Kaddish or Kedusha. So pause over there. Don't start Shmoneh Esrei. Pause by Shira Chadasha. When you hit the word Shira Chadasha, pause. And answer your Kaddish or Kedusha before you start your Shmoneh Esrei. After you finished your saying Gaal Yisrael, if the Chazan says Gaal Yisrael, you'll notice that in Ashkenaz our custom is that we swallow the Yisrael. The Chazan says it quietly, Gaal Yisrael. You don't hear the end. The idea is, because if you're going to hear the Yisrael, if you're going to hear the last word, you're going to have to answer Amen. And that Amen constitutes a pause between your blessings on Shema and your Shmoneh Esrei. And you're supposed to have them adjacent to one another. He says, this is how the Sfaradim have a custom. That's why the Shaliach Tzibur makes his voice quiet. He says, the Ashkenazi custom is to answer Amen. I haven't seen that custom around. But that's what he says. But if you're praying alone, you don't answer Amen after Gaal Yisrael. And that brings us to the conclusion of the 14th chapter.